Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, it's the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. We got Julio Diaz on the line. He is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, heard Saturdays at 4 here on News Radio, and also the founder host of the Pensacola Movie Club. You can follow them on Facebook. Julio, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So you guys didn't watch last night the Taylor Swift extravaganza because you thought they weren't going to do a day advanced screening. And then they turned out that they did do it, and it just was too late to organize it. Do I have that about right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting that there's all this hype about a movie about a person that makes suits really fast. I don't really get what that's about, but yeah.
That one needs a little bit more editing when the writer's strike is over, you know?
Fair enough.
But a joke I admire nevertheless, if only for your brazenness. Go ahead.
So they've been, you know, this has been kind of, you know, the big hoopla in the movie world for a month or two now, since this film was announced. That, of course, this is the Taylor Swift The Eras Tour. This is a film of her current ongoing concert tour, which is, you know, breaking records all over the world. And, you know, she's arguably the most, whether you like her or not, whether you enjoy her music or not, it's impossible to say that she is not the most well-known and influential artist of the moment. Mm-hmm. If not the, you know, the year, the decade, however, whatever quantification you want to put on it, you know, she's pretty much it. Whether you enjoy her music or not, whether you're sick of her, whether you like her as a person, whether you don't like her as a person, whatever.
I'm getting a little uncomfortable with you continually saying things like there might be somebody somewhere that's not a big fan. Just so you know, it's making me nervous.
There definitely are. There definitely are people that, you know, and there are people that think she's overexposed or whatever. And, you know, it's a little bit hard to make the argument that she's not when last night people had to choose between going to the theater to see Taylor Swift or staying home and watching the NFL and having them cut Taylor Swift every 5 minutes.
Right.
So, I mean, she kind of is everywhere in a way that I don't know. It's almost hard to compare. Like, I mean, is it Michael Jackson in the 80s? Is it the Beatles in the 60s? Is it, you know, I mean, she's just so omnipresent in the culture right now.
But that's the feed, right? If, you know, find that fan base, they're willing to spend money, and, you know, people who would spend $600, $800, $1,000 to go see Taylor Swift on a weekend whim surely will plop down, you know, $10 to $15 to go into a theater and watch the concert, right? I mean, so
as
a financial model, it's brilliant.
And I mean, I definitely know people that have done that. I've got a friend who has gone and seen her at least twice on this tour that I'm aware of, maybe more, that also bought tickets, you know, as soon as they went on sale to go see the film.
Right.
And then when they made the announcement, and this just happened Wednesday night, like Wednesday night, she got on social media and said, oh, by the way, we're going to do screenings tomorrow. Tickets will be on sale starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow. So, yeah, there wasn't a lot of time. I did look, kind of late in the game, I did kind of look to see if I was able to get tickets because that's the other thing. You know, as soon as they started putting these showings on sale for the weekend, they sold out. I did notice that there were available seats last night. I think it's a combination of waiting till the last minute to announce it and the fact that a lot of the hardcore Swifties were already planning to stay home and watch her on the NFL that night.
Yeah, right. They have another show they can watch her on. No, that's good. It's not a question of will it make money. It's just a question of how much. What are you guys going to watch next week, Julio?
And I should say, too, you know, and above and beyond that, the reviews on this are outstanding.
Yeah,
so
I bet.
If you have an interest, if you don't like Taylor Swift at all, you're not going to see this movie. I mean, let's get that out of the way. But if you have an interest or if you just want to see the production or something, it apparently is a great film of a great concert tour. So, worth checking out if you have any interest.
What's up next week?
Killers of the Flower Moon. Very much looking forward to this. The new Martin Scorsese movie. This is kind of the start of the Oscar buzz for the year. Although I think there's a couple of things that came out earlier in the year we may see some buzz about, especially since the strikes have kind of thrown off the schedule for the rest of the year.
Right.
But this seems to be the big contender this year, and I've been really looking forward to this one for a while. With his two main stars showing up in this, Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Should be worth seeing. We're looking forward to checking that out.
So you can check them out on Facebook, follow them to find, screen times and all of that. And also check them out on Saturday here on News Radio. Let's Go Pensacola. Julio Diaz, as always, sir, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.